But first I'd like to learn a little bit more about this trial that's going to take place of using aspirin in reducing cancer. One of the areas that this research will be conducted is in Traralgon. You might have heard a little bit about it on the Drive program last night, but I thought it was interesting in the logistics, because as I understand, what I have gleaned, that there will be a standalone research facility set up at the local level to try and test how worthy aspirin is in reducing cancer rates, and especially in the elderly. To tell me more about it is Dr. Robin Woods, who is the executive officer of the ASPRE study, as it is known. Hello to you, Robin.
Good morning, Celine.
Traralgon is one of those sites that's smack bang in our listening area. Can you tell me why Traralgon was one of the regional sites that was chosen?
Oh, well, we're trying to establish the trial in regional Victoria as well as across metropolitan Greater Melbourne. And it was an opportunity that to move into regional Victoria we didn't think that we would have, because, of course, every new site is expensive. The Victorian Cancer Agency, however, was willing to support us to take the trial into regional sites in order to develop capacity for other clinical trials in the future, including other cancer trials. And so what we looked at was the demographic across the state, and, of course, East, Central and West Gippsland was an ideal place where we would have the sort of demographic that delivery of clinical trials and cancer services is clearly needed. For the ASPRE study, which is a trial focused on the elderly, Traralgon was slap bang in the middle of where we would really like to recruit some of our older participants.
So it's smack bang in a catchment area. The other advantages I imagine you would have thought of is Monash University, where you come from. We also have a campus here, and of course a very large cancer centre as well. So perfectly placed, I would guess.
Absolutely. And as you point out, it was a natural association with Traralgon through the Rural Clinical School. The lead research organiser or the lead institution in Australia for the ASPRE study is Monash University, and with the Rural Clinical School there, it was a natural alliance for us to set up in Traralgon.
The ASPRE study, Aspirin for Reducing Events in the Elderly, is a very long trial, 7-year study, as I understand. Can you tell me a bit about it?
Yes, well, the study is aimed at trying to determine whether low-dose aspirin, regular low-dose aspirin, will prolong healthy, active life in the elderly. Now, this is a primary prevention trial, so it's really to determine whether people who are already healthy will remain healthy and in a good physical and mental state for a longer period of time if they take aspirin.
The people who you would like to get involved in the study, would they have to have had cancer or have cancer? Because there is a cancer link as well.
There is a cancer link. No, it's a primary prevention trial. So the aim is to investigate whether aspirin is of benefit in those who really don't have any major pre-existing disease. Now, some cancers, of course, have been treated, and if they've been treated effectively, then those people would certainly be eligible for the study. But we will not be able to, of course, include people who require aspirin treatment, such as those people who might have had a heart attack or a stroke.
What is it about aspirin? And obviously this is part of finding out what it is, but I understand there are many people who have taken aspirin. Is it like a blood thinning agent? What does it do?
Yes, that's exactly how it works for cardiovascular prevention. It thins the blood and it reduces the clotting. And clotting, of course, is one of the major factors involved in certain heart attacks and certain strokes. And those two major cardiovascular diseases underpin a lot of long-term disability. But aspirin also is an anti-inflammatory agent, and there is potential for aspirin to be a chemotherapeutic agent for a colorectal cancer, potentially for breast cancer and prostate cancer, all of which, of course, are important health conditions in the elderly. Interestingly enough, it is also a possible beneficial agent to prevent or delay the onset of cognitive decline, which leads to dementia. And its effect with dementia may well be through its actions on blood vessel function in the brain, but potentially also through its anti-inflammatory nature.
Dr. Robin Woods is with me, the executive officer of the ASPRE study, Aspirin for Reducing Events in the Elderly, in which Traralgon is one of the areas in which this trial will be undertaken, and of course try and tap in to the entire Gippsland region. I understand that you'll be, well, I was looking at the newspaper last night, the local papers, Robin, and there were already advertisements for staff to head up these trials. Are you bringing in new medical staff here, or are you utilising the clever people we already have?
Well, we're very much hoping to utilise the clever people you already have. One of the aims of this whole project, not just for ASPRE, but to develop the clinical trials centre in Traralgon and in other regions in Victoria, is to build the capacity in the local areas so that we develop a sustainable program of research using local people. We will train, we'll have people come to Melbourne so that they get trained in good clinical research practice and a whole range of other activities associated with the study, data entry, management of all sorts of aspects of the study, and then go back into the regions and carry out the clinical trials there.
Are you hoping to be based near the hospital at all?
With the clinical school, which is close to which is right next door to Traralgon Hospital, and also we have a link with Golden Valley Health Pathology. I beg your pardon, with Gippsland Pathology. We also have a link with Golden Valley Health Pathology, but with Gippsland Pathology there. But from Traralgon, particularly the ASPRE study, given that it has these links with, there's a close alliance between government, universities, general practice and general practitioners and the community, I would expect, we would be hoping that our staff would be able to move out of Traralgon into the surrounding areas, Druin, Maui, Warragul, Morwell, etc., and be able to engage general practitioners and the older community in those areas from Traralgon.
And will you be advertising for people to take part in the trial?
We will certainly initially we'll be trying to engage the general practitioners at the outset, and then through the general practitioners, we hope to engage their patients who may be eligible for the study.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Robin Woods.
Thank you very much for your interest.
The executive officer of the ASPRE study, which is to get underway in Traralgon, among other regional centres, Dr. Robin Woods.